This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The tyranny of the EU is facing virtual annihilation politically with the six-week-old Brexit campaign, and it's been picked up and it's been adopted all across Europe as a symbol of rebellion against EU tyranny. And how does Juncker, the unelected head of the EU, respond? Juncker lashes out at stupid nationalist on eve of European elections. Think about the arrogance. That's an actual quote. Think about the arrogance of Governor Cuomo making similar statements.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
Or Mayor Kahn making statements about England.
It came as no surprise that French President Macron, mouthpiece of the globalists, chose to sour the commemoration of the Armistice Day centennial observance in Paris with propaganda. Macron stated, "Patriotism is the exact opposite of nationalism. Nationalism is a betrayal of patriotism. In saying our interests first, whatever happens to the others, you erase the most precious thing a nation can have, that which makes it live, that which causes it to be great, and that which is most important, its moral values."
How do you have leaders in your own countries that say you suck? Because they're usurpers. He told CNN that he lashed out at stupid nationalists, close quote, on the eve of the European elections. And he went further. He said they love their countries. Well, what else is going to stand up for you but heritage and rule of law invested in Western culture that's being erased? And then I think about the headlines where you see the New York Times, the Washington Post, BBC saying, if you don't like the European Union, you're a Nazi. Or if you claim there's a global government, you're a Nazi. When Juncker is the heir of the richest royal family of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, his grandfather took by force Luxembourg that he owns per square mile, the richest country in the world. He is a literal super king. He sits on the unelected EU bureaucracy. They have a ceremonial parliament that is embarrassing them because the whole parliament is basically converting to anti-EU nationalist movements. So his answer is, we'll just abolish the parliament and put an EU army in every country. You're not leaving. His grandfather was the second most powerful person in Germany. His father was in the SS. It's over the top. Hitler envisioned the European Union and its flag. Hitler designed the EU flag. Hitler designed the Volkswagen Beetle. Hitler designed the logo. Hitler designed the highways. Hitler developed the plan with Wernher von Braun for NASA. All of it.
People are looking at us as if we were a kind of peace god, because we have achieved on this continent what has not been achieved elsewhere. We have 60 wars. For the time being, globally spoken. None in Europe, apart Ukraine, which is part of Europe, but which is not part of the European Union. These populist nationalists, stupid nationalists, they are in love with their own country, and they don't like the others. In some countries of the European Union, the government, the parliament, a major part of the society, don't like those coming from far away. I do like those coming from far away, because the main guiding principle of the European Union should be solidarity.
This is classic dictator stuff, megalomaniac stuff, and there it is coming out of Juncker's fat, disgusting, pig-like mouth.
right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back to the Alex Jones Show on the other side of this short break with your phone calls. Don't go anywhere.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at Infowars.com and Newswars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans that almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at Infowars.com. We're at Newswars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own summit.news. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, Infowars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news, today.
Infowars.com, man! Woo! Infowars.com, because that's
what
people out here. I'm talking about Infowars.com.
I'm at Infowars.com and Newswars.com.
There you go.
We knew this syndicate was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to Infowars.com and Newswars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. Just go there.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And it's all brought to you by you, supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got huge Memorial Day specials happening right now. Up to 60% off some of the top-selling supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. What a great place InfoWarsStore.com is. Not only do we have the best supplements for the best price, the best air filters, the best water filters, the best deals on emergency food and other emergency supplies, the coolest T-shirts with conservative messages on them and hats, toothpaste, all natural, fluoride free, organic shampoo and body wash and bug spray and shampoo. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, huge Memorial Day specials happening right now. If you're new to supplementing or you've been curious about it for a while, but you didn't know where to start, we have the answer for you. The 8-pack power stack from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com. We put supplements, we have them in little packages for every day, a morning package and a PM package. And so you don't have to look into all the different supplements and what you need or what you think is the best. We just put out a basic, it's basically a starter pack, but it shouldn't even be called a starter pack because it's really hardcore. I mean, the supplements here are no jokes. So it's the 8-pack power stack, and it's 50% off right now. So if you're new to supplementing or you just don't want to bother with all the different pill bottles and everything for the supplements, just get the 8-pack power stack, and you're good for the morning and the night from InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Leading competitors are up to $200 for such a supplement package. We're selling it right now for $60. At InfoWarsStore.com. And again, your support keeps us on air. All right. I said I'd go to your phone calls, and the lines are lit up, and we got plenty of time to take calls today. So we're going to go ahead and start doing that. We'll be peppering in some news as well. But let's go ahead and start with, you know, it's interesting. I got a couple people calling in about demons, which Alex and I were discussing yesterday. That's interesting to me. Let's go ahead and just open up the phone lines with that. That'll be an interesting one. Anderson in Texas. Go ahead, Anderson. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Owen.
Hello.
Good to talk to you, man. Love you guys. The whole thing since 2008, I believe. And back then, when I first started listening to Alex, I found him from a link from Drudge. Now, back in high school, I knew a guy named Crazy Larry, and this would be in, like, 94, 95. Back then, it was all about the Masons and the New World Order, and they were predicting, and there wasn't much out there. You know, it was like, that's what's about a Mason, or I think there was a radio show host down in Florida, Dick Gordon Liddy. I think it had something to do with Watergate. Anyway, it was about the Masons and their Marrow. They were going to, you know, the Euro was new back then, and they were under the name Nero. And I remember he asked me, he said, hey, at what point would you believe that this is all actually happening and it'd be time to, you know, just gather the guns and go underground, just try to hunker it out or, you know, survive or, you know, stop playing with this society, you know, that type of question. I'm like, well, I guess if they actually came out with an Amaro. And this happening today, man, the way that they're flooding us with these migrants. Insane. So,
well, look, I mean, I don't look at these migrants. I mean, who knows? There are definitely criminals coming in with these caravans. There's no doubt. But, I mean, the demonic activity is coming from people that are already here, that are going around cheering abortion, saying abort children up to 3 years, saying, oh, I love my abortion. I'd abort my next kid, celebrating it, dancing for it. When they see a Trump hat or an InfoWars My flag, freaking out and shrieking and screaming at the sky. So, I mean, you know, that's the demonic activity we're seeing personified, and it just shows you, to me, or at least it feels to me like, wow, okay, I'm really on the right side of history here. I'm really on the right side of the spiritual battle when all I have to do is show up with a mic flag or a hat, and I literally start seeing demon-possessed people behaving just like that. Thank you for the call, Anderson. We'll go one more demon call here. Pastor Sam, go ahead, Pastor Sam, also in Texas.
General Albert Stubblebine walked into my friend's homeless shelter in the 1980s disguised as a homeless person. And there was a power encounter that happened. It is not so far-fetched anymore that there is such a thing as demonic activity, that our enemies operate in it, and that there are paranormal research and paranormal operations centers within our government. I'd like to read you a verse here. This is from Acts 16, and it's verse 16, and Paul is trying to preach in Philippi. And it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And she did this, and this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. That is, the demon came out.
Isn't that kind of the same thing? Like, yeah, Jesus Christ is triggering these demons in people. And I'm not comparing anything to that. But it's like, isn't it that same representation? Like, they see the InfoWars My flag, that brings a demon. They see the Trump hat, that brings a demon. Only because we pray for Jesus. Like, we ask for Jesus' guidance and help. Like, you know, so that's really what it is. It's that spiritual connection that we have to Jesus, and then these different representations that have now been manifested by the media to represent Christians, like InfoWars or Donald Trump, and so now that brings out the demons. It's like a secondhand demon exposure.
Causes them to manifest, absolutely, because they hate the Spirit of God. They hate the holy angels. People that are true Christians very often have angels that walk with them, and these things are invisible. All our forefathers believed in this. It's only now we're so smart that we don't believe in it.
And many of the forefathers actually did some of the, you know, rituals and stuff. I mean, this is in kind of the secret history. It's like the old meme, you know, the forefathers did the DMT. I mean, you know, they were involved in a lot of cultish stuff, too. So they just believed in the Creator and humanity and wanted to see the West go that way instead of the way of tyranny. And so, but that's just kind of some old cultish stuff. If people want to research that, Pastor Sam, thank you for the call. Let's go one more this segment. Gavin in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Gavin.
No way, dude. This is awesome. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in.
Real quick, I just want to plug some of the new products you guys got going on because I'm getting some bars tonight for protein. And I've been taking a ton of different supplements that you guys have, but now you guys have the 8-pack, so I'm going to, like, converge them all into one. So it's going to make it so much easier for me for work.
Well, yeah, that's why we put it out there because I know it's tough. I mean, I have to go through, like, you know, 10 different supplement bottles every morning to put all the pills in the cap that I then throw down. So, yeah, you just have the package, you just open it up, it's all there.
But, yeah, I totally believe that Revelations is around the corner, and it does speak of Jesus' name being blasphemized, and I totally think that's what's going to happen with this new world order, is globalism is going to come. You know, as a Christian, I do believe that, you know, they're going to have us called terrorists, and the same things will happen for the Jews too, because we're just Judaic. That's what Christianity really is. So it's like something really eerie. I feel it in my heart.
Well, if you think about it, they've already done it. They haven't so much done it in the naming sense, but they pretty much done it. I mean, they demonized the term white nationalist. Like, if you're white or you're a nationalist, somehow you're bad. You see the discrimination against Christians that happens, yet the total embrace of Islam. And so it's already happening. I mean, you've seen even government documents come out and say that the number one terror threat in the U.S. are veterans. So this is already happening in many ways, Gavin. You know, I don't know if I'll witness all the revelation, but there's no doubt it is definitely coming in the near future. But near future could mean 500 years in the big scheme of things. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hardcore metal there with the Alex Jones singing. Really, it's pretty good. You just take an Alex Jones show, put heavy metal behind it. It's actually not a bad song. Wow. So welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex today, live from Austin, Texas at the InfoWars World Headquarters. The most censored broadcast in the world, but it angers them so much that we're still here because of your support. At InfoWarsStore.com. Alex is not here today, but he does thank you and salute you for all your support at InfoWarsStore.com and the fact that you've made it possible for Alex to do everything he can to fight against the fake news. And that's really kind of the biggest role, I think, all things considered, if not to wake up people out of their trance, but also to counter the narratives of the fake news. And so your support at InfoWarsStore.com makes that possible, and nothing angers the people at CNN and BuzzFeed and everywhere that try to have a shutdown more than when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what keeps us on air. Take advantage of the Memorial Day specials at InfoWarsStore.com, folks. Big specials, up to 60% off InfoWars Life Supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's take your calls for one more segment, and then I'll get back into some news, and we'll kind of go in between calls and news and video reports until Matt Bracken takes over in the fourth hour. So let's go to Cindy calling in from Maryland. Go ahead, Cindy.
Hello. When I was talking to the gentleman earlier, I was telling him I have been banned from social media for stupid things. But I have been trying to get a rally, like a million man rally on Capitol Hill to support our president.
It's going to be the 4th of July.
Is it? Are you serious?
Well, look, nice. Here's the problem. People are busy, they have lives, they have families, traveling is a bear, and quite frankly, D.C. isn't the easiest place to travel to or be. And so it's impossible to really organize a million-man rally unless there's some sort of flashpoint happening or unless there's something that has a tradition like the pro-life march. So the only way to do what you're doing, and again, I don't know if the president thought about this or if it's just kind of providence, He said, we're going to have a big celebration of the 4th of July in Washington, D.C. That's going to be the march. I mean, that's how I view it. I think you're going to have millions of people flock to D.C. for the 4th of July to show support for President, because nobody else can organize it. Conservatives just don't do it anyway. And it's just.
I've been trying because I never got into politics in my younger days. I never got into politics because I never thought it affected me. I never sat to really look into it. And then when I went to a Trump rally, he had me hooked because he's one of us.
Well, it's just real. The energy is just real. Right. The momentum is real. And you've never had that at a political rally again. I went to Obama rallies, and there was some energy there, but it was fake. He's a fake. Trump's the real deal, and people know it.
Yep. So I started delving into, politics. And I tell you, it is so empowering to have a conversation with an idiot and know that I have proof to back up what I'm saying. You know what I mean? It's so empowering. I've never felt this way, and I have just kept going. And I want to make a impact. I mean, I really want to make a big impact because somebody's got to.
Well, if you ask God for the vision, I think that you'll find what you're looking for.
I mean, the best thing that I can do at this point is to talk to anybody that will listen to me. I'll pull a Democrat up and ask them what they think about this subject. And when they tell me, I'm like, well, okay, you want to live with infanticide, you want to live with your children learning.
Oh, yeah. I'll have
and all of this.
You don't even understand. See, you have such power as a woman. I have women that send me messages that talk about how they go out in town, with their husbands and kids, and they'll be the only one wearing a Trump shirt because they know that the left typically doesn't like coming after women. So they'll wear a Trump shirt out and they'll get a reaction from people. And so just general observers will see a reaction. They'll see, wow, here's this woman here with her kids and her husband getting shouted out by someone because they don't like her shirt. Guess what? She probably just won over a couple new voters. So, I mean, even just wearing out a hat or a T-shirt, you have no idea the small impact might turn into a big one. And you just don't really realize it at the time because it feels trivial. But to somebody else, that could be a world-changing, worldview-changing moment. Thanks for the call, Cindy. Let's squeeze one more in here before we take the break. Let's go to Chris in Minnesota. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, Owen. Glad you're doing well. Owen, what do you think about the best way to get CNN and the mainstream media to start reporting the truth is just for Trump to arrest people and charge them. And then they have to talk about the charges, maybe even use the emergency broadcast system. What do you think?
Well, you're talking about arresting CNN hosts?
No. Start arresting people. Brennan,
Hillary. Yeah, CNN's irrelevant, okay? CNN is totally irrelevant, quite honestly, other than whatever role that they'll try to play in starting a race war or a civil war. But they're basically Tokyo Rose. Nobody's listening. They still get Philip Mudd on there and these other nut jobs, but nobody's really listening or watching CNN. So, no, look, the answer is the same answer. Trump needs to arrest the deep state. There's investigations ongoing. Barr's reviewing the origins of the Russia investigation. Trump's going to declassify everything. It's all going to come out, but it's going to come down to the same issue that Trey Gowdy had, which was Congress cannot prosecute. So they can find all the crimes in the book, but you better have an AG that's going to prosecute.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality metal complement and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So look at what was put out by a Netflix director with over 2 million followers on Twitter. A story from Tolerance.org. What's my complicity? Talking white fragility with Robin DiAngelo. Here's a quote from the story. As a white person, I have a racist worldview. I have racist biases. I have racist patterns and investments in the system of racism. I also have investments in not seeing anything I just said because of what it suggests about my identity as a good person. Well, you may or may not be a racist, but it's not because you're white. But one thing you definitely are is insane. But you see, you're allowed to be racist against white people. And that's what they actually say. I mean, that's what racists actually say. And I just think it's hilarious. These white people, it's the white racists. I mean, it's just insane. Really, this is just insane. Could you imagine saying this to any group of people? Could you imagine putting this message out to any group of young people that inherently they are something because of something they have no control over, a.k.a. their skin color or their hair color or their eye color or something of that nature? You are this. You have no control over it, but you are inherently that. So you're inherently bad. And now you can be demonized the rest of your life. That is sick. That is really, really, really sick stuff. Yeah, I forgot you put the "it's okay to be white" sign on my desk today. Didn't even think I'd be covering that. Of course, I'm actually red more, although maybe my sunburn's kind of gone away. So, just, you know, all the left does is race bait. That's all they do. And you know what? I won't even go down that road. I hate covering this stuff. It's just like, I just can't even imagine doing that. Not even to somebody that's my age or somebody older or whatever, but to children, to the youth. That's what's messed up. That is what is really messed up. You've had some really bad tornadoes sweeping through the Midwest. Ohio, Missouri have had really bad ones, deadly ones. You know, there's always a lot of tornado activity in Oklahoma and in Kansas, and then it's been moving up towards Missouri in the last 10 years. I've seen some of this devastation, Joplin a few years ago. And so this stuff does happen. But, man, with all of the flooding and then the fires we saw in California, you know, they sit here and they talk about man-made climate change and they want to blame this on climate change. Well, you know, you may want to rethink that and start calling it man-made weather. Again, I'm not saying these tornadoes are man-made weather. I'm saying we know man-made weather is out there. Are we going to someday in the future learn about weaponized weather? Is that going to come out? Of course, that's already come out, but we just don't know if they're using it or not. It's just pretty wild stuff. Maine bars residents from opting out of immunizations for religious or philosophical reasons. So, yes, no, let me just rephrase that. You are a slave to Big Pharma, and the left is pro-choice, except when it comes to vaccines, then they're all about fascism and all about medical tyranny. And then they lie about you and say you're an anti-vaxxer. No. I just am pro-choice when it comes to vaccines. That's all it is. But if you're going to bring in millions and millions of people over the southern border, let's say 1% of them are carrying a deadly disease, which it's actually worse, but let's go 1%. You're talking about tens of thousands of people pouring into this country with deadly diseases, and it's outbreaking in California. It's outbreaking in New York. It's outbreaking in Washington. And then what happens? You have to go into medical tyranny and they force you to take a vaccine. You know, if that doesn't scare you, really, you just trust anybody to put in it. They just, we'll just trust anybody to put a needle in you. Wow. That is one of the most naive things you could ever have. Just to trust somebody to put a needle in you. But that's good. That's just, you know, nice tyranny, nice medical tyranny for you. We've talked about the Bilderberg Group. They have released their list of agendas. They're trying to save their one world government. They don't know what to do with nationalism rising worldwide, 1776 worldwide. Meanwhile, the Democrat race is really hilarious. So here's how it's going to go. I can already tell you because it's all so contrived. Joe Biden is maybe number three or four most popular, but they're giving him all the polls and they're saying he's by far ahead of everybody. I mean, even Politico has a story. Joe Biden is front runner by every measure except big crowds. What other measures are there? Your fake polls? Other stories. Biden's campaign is one of limited exposure. Yeah, nobody is showing up. Trump echoes left-wing criticism with latest attack on Joe Biden. He talks about his association with the 1994 crime bill and the Clintons and Biden being associated with that. So Biden, by every measure, is not a front runner. No crowds, no polls, horrible track record, comes from a failed Obama administration that couldn't get Hillary elected with all the fake polls. Literally a serial groper, to put it nicely, of women and children. Biden sucks. Joe Biden sucks as a political candidate. Bernie Sanders is so far ahead of Biden, it's not even funny. Tulsi Gabbard is probably ahead of Biden, but she doesn't even get mentioned. She gets nothing. Buttigieg is ahead of Biden. I would honestly say right now it's probably, if I was going to rate it based on what I'm saying, I would say Sanders, Buttigieg, Gabbard, Biden. But they don't want Sanders, believe it or not. He's not a Democrat. They don't want Tulsi Gabbard. She's anti-war. They want Biden. But do they really want Biden, or is it a bait and switch? But the fact that you have all the polls giving it to Biden, acting like Biden is the gift to the Democrat Party and he's a shoe-in, that just is the sign, folks. They're waving a flag. We're giving it to Biden. We're in control. We're giving it to Biden. That's it. So Sanders, don't bother. Beto, never wanted to win anyway, just wanted to get rich. Swalwell, a joke, a doughboy, irrelevant. I mean, they're all irrelevant. And so that's why they can do this whole thing with Biden. Biden's irrelevant too. But they're also irrelevant. They can force Biden down your throat and then with fake polls and media coverage act like he's legitimate. In no real world is Joe Biden a legitimate candidate. Only in a clown world. Ah. But, of course, we're in the clown world. And so they give you Joe Biden. Yeah, it doesn't matter that he was in charge of deals with Ukraine when his son was put on one of the big oil boards in there and then just made millions and millions of dollars. His kids get caught with hardcore drugs, kicked out of the military. In a very odd situation, his deceased son's wife ends up dating his other son, which was her brother-in-law, who has nieces and nephews of hers, and who also has nieces and nephews of the brother-in-law. I heard that relationship didn't work out so well. But that's Joe Biden, see? And he's the leading candidate for the Democrat Party. Yeah. Keep telling your listeners that. Keep telling people that read your fake polls that. Joe Biden can't fill a high school gymnasium. Joe Biden has zero chance of beating Donald Trump. Is Joe Biden really who they want, or is it just a bait and switch? The Democrat Party, folks, is as good as dead.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did
what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor. Enter my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Continues, and I want to address something now about another individual that's been censored. Nick Monroe on Twitter and Will Somner. I've never met the guy. I've heard one of these. I've heard he's one of the biggest D-bags you could ever meet, but that could just be rumor and innuendo. But anyway, he's reporting that Nick Monroe was banned. He works at Politico, or is it the Daily Beast? No, it's the Daily Beast. That's right. He's a big Daily Beast guy, the Chelsea Clinton News Network there, the Daily Polish Demon crap. But anyway, Will Somner, or Somner, says Twitter banned popular right-wing personality Nick Monroe for ban evasion. Monroe was Gamergate and Pizzagate promoter who tried to reinvent himself with tweet storms about breaking news. His ban is going to be permanent. You notice how it's the left always getting the breaks on all the banning that's happening? Yeah, they're behind it. They hate free speech. But, you know, it is amazing, I have to say. You know what? Here's what it is. Here's all I'm going to say. Because I don't know if they're going to continue to use Pizzagate as something to ban people or if they want to try to. But it's like either you were there for Pizzagate when it was all breaking or you weren't. And if you weren't there, all you really saw was the media spin and the media lies and how they try to deflect and project on everything. But they never talked about the WikiLeaks emails. You notice that? They never talk about the WikiLeaks emails. I don't know what a pizza-related map is, bro. I have no idea. All the other weird pizza references you made. People just looked up, what are these pizza references? And they found out that's code word on the dark web for pedophile crap. And then who else is involved with these people? Anthony Weiner. He gets arrested. I'm not the one that has art galleries picturing how Jeffrey Dahmer used to pose his murder victims. That's Podesta. But you see, it's all about casting aspersions and saying, oh, look at these Pizzagate conspiracy theorists. Well, what was the conspiracy theory exactly? Doesn't matter. Pizzagate's the conspiracy theory. They demonize one word and then they project it onto people as a disclaimer of disqualification. It was in your emails, bro. It was in your emails, bro. So how about Will Sumner just publishes the WikiLeaks? Or you know what? Here's what I'd like to know. Please, explain to me what's going on in the WikiLeaks emails when they're talking about pizza-related maps and having kids in the hot tub for your entertainment. Five-year-olds in the hot tub for your entertainment. That's in the WikiLeaks emails. So is that a conspiracy? Should I be shut down? Should you be shut down if you share the emails where the Democrats are talking about having children in hot tubs for your entertainment? So people just see all this crazy, weird stuff. I'm not even going to get into the individuals and all the stuff that got people fired up about this and had their ears perked. We're not even going to do that. We're just looking at the WikiLeaks emails asking questions, and then people say, hey, look over here. The FBI and the CIA say this is symbolism for pedophilia. Hey, look over here. These are code words for pedophilia on the internet. And then people go out and say, oh, you're a Pizzagate conspiracy theorist. I'm not the one that puts children in the pool for people's entertainment. But you're not allowed to ask questions. I'm not the one that has art galleries that have children giving fellatio to grown men. That's the damn Podestas. I'm not the one sexting underage girls. That's Anthony Weiner. I'm not the one that had a top aide busted as a top pedophile. That's Bill de Blasio. So I'm sick and tired of them using the term Pizzagate to demonize people, man. You know what? Maybe some people made some mistakes. Maybe there was a bunch of fake information out there. Maybe it got blown out of proportion. But wow, we never got any questions answered, did we? No. Anthony Weiner did go to jail, though, didn't he? Bill de Blasio's top staffer did go to jail, though, didn't he? The Podestas do have a creepy, perverted art collection, don't they? There was weird terminology in the WikiLeaks emails, wasn't there? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But you're banned now. You're bad if you reported on it. So they're just censoring everybody. I'm telling you, by 2020, unless something is done, you won't even see anybody tweet anything InfoWars. They will shut it down. In fact, it's pretty much reached that point on Facebook and YouTube. Twitter will be next. But there is some Facebook news out there from VentureBeat. Facebook still can't control the far-right political propaganda monster it built. I mean, can you believe the lies? All Facebook did was create a forum of communication, mass communication, multimedia communication, and citizens just used it. Oh, but because the facts that people put on there and the stories and the opinions and the commentary that you put on there, because they aren't aligned with yours, you just call it far-right political propaganda. Oh, what about Russia collusion? What's that? You know, it's just unbelievable how these people refuse to even look in the mirror and see their own fraud. Facebook still can't control the far-right political propaganda monster it built. So what does that mean? We're still seeing Trump supporters on here. We're still seeing InfoWars reporters on here. We're still seeing conservatives on here. This cannot stand. We must censor free speech. These people are Nazis. Facebook says Zuckerberg and Sandberg will defy Canadian subpoena, risking contempt vote. Yeah, you know, they're getting asked to show up in court all over Europe and Canada, pay a bunch of fines. Nobody even blinks an eye. Somehow Facebook rises above all of it, and then they engage in total political censorship and racketeering. But the good news is Facebook use is eroding in the United States as social media under pressure. Well, yeah, when you kick off half the people on there, I guess the use is going to go down. Facebook sucks anyway. They all suck, but Matt Drudge was right. It was all about getting everybody into the social media gulag. That's what it really is. Facebook is the gulag. Google is the gulag. Twitter is the gulag. And that's, they get you in there, they get all, everybody in there, and then they decide who gets to exist. And then the public will be so brainwashed and controlled, they won't even think anything else does exist. It's already happening. I say, hey, you know, InfoWars is still InfoWars.com/show. They say, what? I thought you guys were banned from the internet. No, there's still websites. InfoWars.com/show. Man, I really missed the broadcast that you used to do on YouTube. It was really fun. It's too bad they banned you. Well, yeah, but we're still live at InfoWars.com/show. So it's already working. The internet gulags are already working. And people are so addicted to those social medias, they can't even sign off. So it's almost like a blessing in disguise that Facebook is purging itself of its users. Josh Howley puts this out. Is there a major social media company left that hasn't breached users' privacy? The story is Snapchat employees abused data access, spied on users. They all are. I got news for you. They go through your private messages. They get your facial recognition. They get your photos. They get everything. And you signed on to all of it. We all did. And now they think they can control thought and communication. Why wouldn't you feel that way? Why wouldn't you have that hubris? You just spied on hundreds of millions, billions of humans. You said you're giving them this platform for free. You took all their data and sold it and got rich. And then what did you do? You told them what to think, what they could post, what they couldn't post. Josh Howley is right. It's time to shut Facebook down. Shut it down. How do you like that? You want to be the new DARPA Facebook, and you want to collect all the data with the facial recognition, all the location tracking data, sell it to every bidder, not just the highest bidder, to every bidder. And then you tell people that they're using it for free, and if you click that box, you get access to everything, and that's how they get away with it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.